Kat woke up early the next morning. She didn't want to wake Saul and Lydia, so she took her computer down to the lobby to check her emails and update her FaceSpace page. A few minutes later, Saul came down.
Hi, Kat. When you've finished, maybe we can take a walk along the river before breakfast,
she said.
Sure, I'd love to. I won't be long,
said Kat. The two girls walked along the river. It was a beautiful sunny morning. Long flat boats slid under the low bridges and moved slowly down the river.
Kat, I wanted to explain about Lydia. I don't want you to hate her or me,
said Saul.
After my father died, Lydia was very protective of my mother and me. Being the older of the two of us, she felt responsible. My mother was so sad, she couldn't do much for a while. So Lydia was like the adult in our house. After a couple of years, my mother met a nice man called Federico. She was very happy, but Lydia wasn't. She couldn't forget our father. She made life for everybody so hard, especially for poor Federico. Nothing he did was good enough. Of course, it couldn't last. Federico tried everything, but eventually he gave up. My mother was heartbroken. After some time passed, Lydia realized it was her fault, and she felt really guilty. Now our mother is happy again. Lydia knows it's because of your dad, and she wants it to work out for them this time. But she has some crazy idea that you could be a threat to them.
So that's what it's all about,
said Kat thoughtfully.
But Lydia really doesn't have to worry about me. I wouldn't do anything to hurt my dad and your mom. I'm happy for them.
If you can make her see that you aren't a threat, she'll be fine,
said Saul. The time in Paris passed very quickly, and soon it was time to leave for Spain. The flight was much shorter this time. Soon they were in Malaga. Malaga was where Monica, Lydia, and Saul had lived before they moved to Germany. It also had a museum built to honor Pablo Picasso. For the first few days, Monica showed them around. The best place for Kat was the Picasso Museum. It was like a dream come true to see the work of her favorite artist in the world in the city where he had been born. After Malaga, they drove down the Costa del Sol to a beautiful little whitewashed town that Monica knew. They stayed in a hotel near the beach, where they would relax until it was time to go home. On their first night, they went for dinner on the terrace, overlooking the sea. It was a beautiful warm night, and everyone was in a great mood, even Lydia. They talked about the wonderful time they had had in Malaga. Lydia seemed relaxed and happy. She'd been much nicer to Kat, almost friendly. At the end of the meal, Kat's dad tapped his glass with his spoon to get everyone's attention.
I don't know about the rest of you, but this has been one of the best vacations I've ever had,
he said.
It's been so wonderful having Kat here with us.
He stopped for a minute and looked at Monica, who smiled at him. Then he went on.
I've asked Monica about this, and she's agreed.
Agreed to what?
Asked Lydia, suspiciously.
Agreed to having Kat come to live with us, if that's what she'd like,
he said.
What?
Shouted Lydia.
Lydia, calm down,
said Monica.
It's normal for a father to want his daughter to live with him.
Lydia looked angry.
It's just that we were starting to feel like a real family before we came on this trip. It was so perfect. Why can't we just leave things as they are?
Lydia, tranquila. Things change all the time, sometimes for the better,
said Monica gently.
But usually for the worse,
shouted Lydia. For the rest of dinner, Lydia just sat there without saying a word. Kat couldn't sleep. She got up quietly so as not to wake the other two girls and turned on her computer. She emailed her best friend.